Welcome to Dr. Andy Radio, your solutionpreneurial resource, where we provide 60 minutes or less to success radio. And now, here's your host, Dr. Andy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I believe I have on the line with me Dr. Green.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. Happy holidays to you and Happy New Year.
And you as well, and you as well. I hope you had a lovely holiday.
It went too quick, all that preparation.
Oh, my gosh, I think so.
It went
fast.
Okay, why don't we start off by having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Dr. R.K. Green, the author of I've Been Called the B-Word, Now What Do I Do? I'm also a professor of marketing with several different universities. My background is in marketing. My undergraduate, my graduate degree, my doctoral degree is actually in marketing. And so upon graduating with my undergraduate degree, I started my career in marketing, as I talked about before, in sales and customer relationships and things of that nature. I've had the opportunity to hold various roles such as sales recruiter, marketing coordinator, marketing manager. And at present, I am the CEO of RKG Marketing Solutions, which is a small marketing company in Atlanta, and we specialize in creating cutting-edge marketing solutions that really serve the niche market needs of our clients.
Right, right, which is important.
They're
often, you know, forgotten about. Okay, so let's start a little bit about with what caused you to write the book.
Well, it was one of those things that I came to a crossroad in my life, and I was getting ready to start another phase of my career. And for me, it's always about what can I do to improve or enhance or make things better in a sense. And so when I started looking at how could I personally make a contribution really to society and really help and inspire people, I thought about writing a book that helps women to understand what it is to be in business or entrepreneurship or really going after their dreams and their goals and their aspirations. I came up with writing the book. Now, in terms of the title of the book, which is I've you know gotten really good reviews from it, and it's a very provocative title, of course, but I wanted to do something that really grabbed attention. And so in the traditional sense, when we think about the whole B word, and I think we talked about this before, it's the label that many women in business, we're actually branded due to the fact or the level of experience or success or whatever the case may be. So in the context of this book that I wrote, I really wanted to take a really different look at the whole B word concept and really make it a little bit more, a little less controversial, so to speak. And
right.
So in the context of the book, it's not about being that traditional B-word label. It's really the exact opposite. It's about understanding women today and the new age woman, as I coined it, about the diversity and the leadership and the empowerment of women that exist today. And so one of the tasks that we included in the book was including all those other B-words that describe us, you know, the beautiful, the bold, the business-oriented, all these different things. But they're actually words that describe the positive attributes that, you know, we have today.
Right, right. So true. Okay, okay. And as you said, it's been getting very positive reviews. What were some of the things that you tackled in the book as far as difficulties for women going into business?
Well, we talked about just from the start to finish. That's what the book is about, just really starting to finish. And one of the things that I wanted to do as I was writing the book is to put it in a chronological order. And the first things first, I talk about embracing a certain mind frame. In order for you to really go into business and be successful and or either, you know, climb that corporate ladder or fast track your career, what have you, you have to have a certain mindset. And I think you know that to be true, Dr. Andy, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you have to have a certain mindset. And so we start out with rule number one, and it talks about embracing the I'll show you mind frame. And we go through these various rules, and we talk about attaining goals, and we talk about finding your niche and understanding who you are and dressing for the career that you want and not for the one that you have. We talk about repositioning and re-strategizing, being relentless in your pursuit, and building the right network. And there are a host of other rules that we mentioned in the book, but all of which are really to help women to really see themselves in the context of this book and see where they are in terms of their career or if they're starting or if they're making a career transition and to really guide them along. And so it's not
right.
about, in essence, them following what I did per se, but it's really about looking within themselves and seeing their best selves and really pulling out the authenticity that exists within.
Right, right. That's true. And it's different, I guess we should, you know, most people don't realize it's different from pointing out a, from working at a job, as you say, dressing for the job you have, versus actually starting a business. It's completely different when you have to run the business.
Mm-hmm. It definitely is. It's all about, you're trying to create this thing, so to speak. You want to do something different. And I think with when you're talking about dressing for the job that you want, not for the one you have. It's really about embracing, as I said, a different mind state and really embodying what it is you want to become. You know, you've had those young dreamers who want to be in marketing or who want to be, you know, business owners or who want to become dentists or whatever the situation may be. And so for me, when I looked at it and I looked at my own personal experience and some of the experiences of the women that were actually interviewed for the book, I thought about it and I said, you know, it's all about creating that image that you want for yourself. You really have to go after it full force, but then also making yourself into that particular thing, you know, really embodying what it is that aspiration is.
True, true. You also have to have a mindset of knowing what it is that you want. Because a lot of people, you know, you were getting bombarded constantly with so much environmental conditioning that I think a lot of people have forgotten what it was that they actually wanted to do when they grew up, so to speak.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of the points that we mentioned in the book. I asked people, I said, go back to that thing that really brought you joy as a child. What is it that you were inherently good at? What are your hobbies? Those are the things that really bring you joy, so to speak, and that really you're really good at. Because, again, as individuals, we're not going to be good at everything, and I think that a lot of the time we have a tendency to say, well, if this person can do it, well, I can do it, or, you know, or to tend to jump on the bandwagon, so to speak. And in business, authenticity mm-hmm. is key. That's one of the things that I always talk about, being authentic and really understanding what it is that you bring to the table. What is it about your skills? How can you put a different spin on your skills to really highlight yourself and set yourself apart of the competition? And I think that when we look at the things that we were good at when we were younger or the things that really brought us joy or the things that you wouldn't mind doing without getting paid, those are the key skills that you want to focus on.
Absolutely. That's good. That's a good point to bring into this. Some of the things that we've also, you know, might as well touch upon how much fun it is to, like, go after business loans and all of that kind of stuff, which is also pretty devastating if you don't know where to turn to get that information when you first start in the business. So that's another aspect.
Well, it's all about research, and I tell people when you're thinking about going into business, you always want to have two things. One, you want to definitely be able to strategize. You need to sit down and understand what your goals are and have a clear-cut plan for how you are going to accomplish those goals. And so much of what you're doing before you're starting in business or before you're thinking about that entrepreneurial venture is really getting out there and researching, and not just, you know, at the most basic level, really conducting the necessary research, connecting with the necessary people who can actually help you to get to where you are. Now, again, you may not start out at the point that you need to be, but ultimately, if you're putting those steps in place to get there, you know, researching how to get that business loan and what are the actual specifications to get that loan, and really taking the steps and implementing those steps to get there is certainly important when you're starting out in business. I know for myself, experience-wise, that was one of the things that I actually had to go through. And it was a learning process. But once you understand that process, then the second time or the third time or what have you becomes a lot less complicated.
Very true. That's very true. But, you know, baby steps, that's all it is.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, the first step is always the hardest with anything that we do, you know, whether it's like I said, starting a business, getting a loan, whatever, that first step is always going to be the most difficult. But once you take that step, you know, it's just on from there.
That's true. Yeah, and, you know, the hardest part is actually deciding to go into business.
And implementing, definitely. It's one thing to come up with the strategy and say, okay, I want to do this. This is what I definitely want to do. But really, as I said, taking that first step and getting it done. A lot of people come up with these wonderful ideas and then no implementation, but they have to understand that strategy and implementation are definitely, you know, symbiotic.
It's very true. Very, very true. Okay, so what else do you have going on right now besides, I know you've got a lot on your plate, what do you have coming up?
Amazing. I'm glad that you asked that. I am getting ready to go on the official B-Word tour starting in spring 2013, and we will be, as I said, touring on various college campuses, women's organizations, book clubs, things of that nature, in the major cities around the U.S. and Canada. And we'll be talking about the, I've been called the B-Word rule book, the women that I've interviewed, and really talking about those 13 key rules that we've talked about for that new age professional woman. So we're really focusing on the tour. And I'm also writing for the Huffington Post now, of course, and just really focusing on building and expanding the Dr. K brand.
Great. Okay, great. And so when's the tour kicking off?
We're looking at April. We're looking at April, definitely, and really starting the major kickoff in the Atlanta area. We would love for you to attend one of the events out here in Atlanta, or possibly when I come out there, I'll definitely be a guest on your show as well.
That would be absolutely great, yeah. That'd be fun. I haven't been to Atlanta in a while.
Oh, yeah, we would love to have you, and I think we're going to host a major event out here, of course. And, you know, we're looking for all the people, all the women, of course, who are in business, who have started their own, you know, companies or shows or things of that nature, and really to support each other and just provide that network.
That would be great. Yep, absolutely. So that would be fabulous. Not to mention it's a good time of the year.
Oh, of course. Oh, I love the spring. I really do. I'm not a fan of cold weather, so definitely starting in the spring, we're looking forward to it, kicking off the, I call it the B-Word tour.
Right. Well, you know, out here in California, it depends. We don't really have cold weather, but we have cold snaps that happen up here where I am. So every so often, you know, there's a pipe that bursts.
Oh, my goodness, yes. It was freezing down here. We're in Georgia, and so finally it's beginning to warm up a bit. And so it's a lot better now, but, you know, I'm a huge fan of spring.
Oh, yep, spring's always nice. So let's see, we got that kicking off, we got that. I guess we should probably tell everybody, where can we get the book?
Yes, you can actually get the book. It's on Amazon.com. You can get it from BarnesandNobles.com. It's available on the Kindle. It's actually available on the Nook. And it's on the my official website, which is www.IveBeenCalledTheBWord.com. That's one word. It's www.IveBeenCalledTheBWord.com. And then also they can connect with me, Dr. K, online at Dr. R. K. Green on Twitter, and then also at Dr. K. Green on Facebook.
Great. Okay. It's so fun trying to type this. Okay. And also on Kindle. There we go.
It's amazing. So, yeah, it's available in several different outlets, and then I think it's also on eBay. So it's pretty much available everywhere.
Okay, and eBay.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's pretty much available everywhere. We've been getting really good reviews from it, you know, from different things. It's also been nominated for several book awards, so we're really looking forward to it.
That's great. That is so great. Well, any parting information you'd like to leave with the our listeners here?
Oh, of course. And I always talk about, I think for the new year, it's always about re-strategizing. You know, if you're in business and you're not where you want to be, or if you're in the corporate setting and you're not where you want to be, or you see yourself in a different thing, a level or moving up or whatever the situation may be, don't be afraid to re-strategize, to really think about how you're going to do things different and put in those necessary steps to re-strategize, you know, really analyzing what it is you want to do and assessing and benchmarking what you your original blueprint and whether you've achieved your goals. And if you haven't achieved your goals, what steps are you going to take to make the necessary changes? All right? And also, if all else fails, go back to the drawing board. There's nothing wrong with that. I tell my clients that as well as my students and so on. It's nothing wrong with going back to the drawing board. You need to have a clearer picture of where your problems are and
mm-hmm.
then also being able to redefine a new strategy.
True. Very, very true.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you popping back on here today and sharing some information with us in the new year. That's always great.
Amazing, yes. And I love being on your show. It's very positive, inspiring, all of the things that, you know, we stand for.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime. And I'm definitely going to try and hit you up in Georgia down there in April.
I love it. I would love for you to attend. And I will certainly be in touch. And, again, if you anything that any B-word stuff, I'm going to get ready to send you a complimentary B-word promotional kit as well.
Oh, cool. That would be nice. I appreciate that. Okay, and thank you again. And everybody that's listening, thank you. And
all right, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of Dr. Andy Radio, your solutionspreneurial resource for 60 minutes or less to success. To get further information about this radio station or the shows it provides, please visit us at www.drande-radio.com.